Praise be Jesus Christ, and on this Christmas Eve, a happy Christmas and a Merry Christmas to all of you. Of all the wonderful Christmas specials and music and TV shows, and there are many, from Scrooge to Rudolph, from Frosty to Ralphie, from Christmas Vacation to A Wonderful Life, I think the Charlie Brown Christmas stands out as a classic. Written 54 years ago this year, it presents not just the story of Charlie Brown, but in fact, the very story of Jesus Christ. In that show, we are presented, we hear loud and clearly the very gospel that was just proclaimed. Luke chapter 2, verses 1 to 14. If you remember, in the Charlie Brown Christmas, it was read not to a church full of happy Christian people, but to an empty theater and before a frustrated Charlie Brown. It was told not by a Catholic priest or a Catholic deacon or a Protestant preacher, but by little Linus, who not only quoted St. Luke at length, but he did so by heart. And that message was received not with a hip hip hooray, but with wonder and awe. In fact, that one scene served as the turning point for a Charlie Brown Christmas. Of course, that one scene is the turning point of so much more. And it remains the central point, the turning point of human history. Yes, God with us, Emmanuel, Jesus born tonight, has become the standard measurement of time before and after Christ. It has become the standard and the measurement of human life. God with us, showing us how great we can be. This feast of Christmas is the feast of human life. And if you're a human being, and if you're not, I'd invite you to leave, because this ain't for you. But if you're a human being, this feast of Christmas is such good news. It's good news for many reasons, but let me just spell out three. For one, it's real news. It is a historic fact that Jesus Christ was born of the Virgin Mary in Bethlehem, in Judea. His life was foretold, foreshadowed, and his birth fulfilled all of the prophecies that had gone before him. His life, his teachings, his way of life, as we will come to see, is worthy of all belief. And it proves there is nothing fake about Jesus. Good news, because it's real news. Number two, the feast of Christmas is good news because it's not just informational, but transformational. The very fact of God with us brings an end to any isolation or separation. And it hampers any harm that may have been inflicted on us. The birthday of God brings hope and joy and peace, and countless lives through the ages have been transformed by the person of Jesus Christ, by friendship with him, and knowing the gift of his life. Finally, the mystery of Christmas is good news because it's eternal. God is with us not just for a time or a season or a birthday, but in fact, forever. And tonight he sits at the right hand of his Father with a human body. And that is our hope. God with us, so that now we can be with God. My friends, as we celebrate this great feast, this great fact, and this great news of Christmas, my prayer is for all of you. It's a prayer of thanksgiving and praise to God for the gift of Jesus who is for us. And my prayer is that we may be more and more for him as we celebrate his birthday and as the baby Jesus begins to grow and move, not only for us, but with us and in us as we grow and move more fully in him. The Charlie Brown Christmas was a good one. And if you remember, there was a miracle there. It was just pointed out to me just a few weeks ago that when Linus was proclaiming Luke 2, the message of fear not, it was at that moment, on his own accord, freely, he dropped his blanket. He had never done that before. But this good news allowed him to know freedom. If you remember, he then picked up the blanket again and he wrapped it around that tree. And how beautiful it is tonight to be gathered before that tree, the tree of life on which Jesus saved the world. And to remember tonight the tree of the manger on which he was laid. And to literally stand with you between the manger and the cross, and to celebrate the Eucharist. My friends, it does not get better than that. And on this Christmas Eve, we thank God, we welcome him all the more, and we give him our highest praise. Happy Christmas, and God bless you.